We're here at the first cocktail of the Summit of the Americas in Santiago. Where are you from?
I'm from Quito, Ecuador, and I'm a journalist of El Diario, El Comercio.
So what brings you to the Summit of the Americas?
Well, I think it's very important for our country because we're still trying to do on the TLC, that we are the only, the Andean communities are trying to work on that. Colombia, Peru, and Ecuador are trying to work on TLC. So we know we have reunions with George Bush and the presidents Toledo and Uribe. So we think that's really important because we want to know if it's really viable, the TLC for our countries. But we think not. I don't know how the NAFTA with Canada, but we know for Mexico it's not the best thing. It's obvious that an economic country like United States always can win against us. So it's not fair for our countries. But our economy is, we use US dollars. And when you change your coins, your money, and with the green papers, it means also that your country apparently supposed that you want to change the economic. It's just a thing that happened to Argentina. They made a convertibilidad with Menem, one peso, $1, and they said, well, but we have to be really a neoliberalist country. And so they sold the country to business powers in the whole world. And that's not fair. And that's why the crisis came. So we want to know and we want to understand what are the real things of the TLC, but we don't believe that nothing real is going to happen. We know that George Bush is going to say, kids, boys, you have to do what I say.
And which is the opinion of your newspaper, of the newspaper that you work in front of that thing, in front of the TLC?
Well, but I think that we have to use the words. I think the journalists, we have to learn what words we can use. That's, I don't want to say that I'm a journalist, I want to say I'm a writer. Because I have to study all the words that I'm using in my text. So I can be very intelligent to say the things that I think, but not offending the other positions. The only thing I have to do is say the truth. And the truth is that. I don't understand what's going to happen. Obviously, I'm not going to say what's going to happen. Because I have to write the things of today. Fortunately, my newspaper is a very democratic paper. Actually, it's the oldest and maybe the most conservative for a lot of people of my country. But nothing that I had write in my history in that newspaper were changed for ideological reasons. They always respected my work. Because I try to write the things with honesty. That's the... Any other question?
Yeah. Well, at the same time of the first summit of the Americas, there's a parallel summit going on, which is the third summit of the people.
Can you speak to me a little bit slowly?
Oh,
because,
yeah, of course.
I know English, but not too much.
All right. So, at the same time of the fourth summit of the people, there's a parallel summit,
uh-huh,
which is going on, which is called the third summit of the people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was wondering if you had accreditation to the third summit of the people, and
if you want to.
So is there something, what did you cover at the third summit of the people?
Let's think. The problem of the third summit of the people, it's too big. And you don't know where you go. And you don't know if they're going to have really a unique position. We can understand that the left movements are also disaggregated, I don't know if that's the word, but disseminated in a lot of tendencies also.
Yep.
Because what we have the indigenous movements that I really want to know about what's happening, because in my country we have a lot of indigenous movements also. It's really funny, but the last president we have, Lucy Gutierrez, was voted because he was supported by the Indians. It was very funny, but later they felt that he betrayed them and they left. But I don't think also, I don't believe in them either. It's my personal position. I was also, I confess that in my life I was a militant of the PC of Ecuador, Communist Party of Ecuador. And the only thing that I could see is that they were very limited in their heads. I had a prohibition to read Mark Twain. Mark Twain is not only Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer, he's much more. And he is one of the foundations of the socialist movements in the United States, right? But because he was a gringo, a Yankee, he was an enemy. So I also believe in that kind of words. I don't believe in somebody who you said, yeah, because we hate the United States and all that. Clap, clap, clap. I don't also believe in that. I neither believe in that. I just think like, I have a problem in my life. I just think like Groucho Marx. I don't want to belong to no club who wants me as a member of their club. And I think also a lot of governments, left governments that are happening in the United States, in Latin America, they know how to protest. But I don't think that they're really thinking how to govern. And we have to think also that if we want to be they want to be the power, we have to think how to govern. And I don't think in that. So I also think that their thoughts, their pensamiento, are very limited. As limited are the thoughts of our presidents. So that's why I understand the people in Latin America don't believe in policies. And that's sad, because the skepticism is killing us also. And America has been that we have no future. We seem like a punk band. There's no future. Just drinking wine.
One of the problems that I noticed in a lot of interviews that I've done with people at the Summit of the People, or the problems that organizations behind the People Summit have with the Summit of the Americas.
I'm not thinking in our work. I'm not thinking in the Summit of the People, because that's a really cool place. You can talk with everybody. I think very interesting. I had an interview with a leader of the Mapuche community in Argentina.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Really fantastic. Don't ask me what he said, because I don't remember. I have a bad memory, but it was really fantastic. I know that I'm going to have a 10-point note in my newspaper with that interview. I know it. It was really cool, amazing. Or as the gringo said, awesome. Yeah? Gringo said like that, awesome. But what I hate is that our presidents are talking about democracy, and they don't have a democracy transparent work. We don't hear absolutely nothing what they're talking about. It means that they don't care that the people knows what they're trying to decide over us. So it's not a democracy. And it's unfair, because I don't know if you've seen, but you buy the two big newspapers of Buenos Aires and the big paper of Mar del Plata, and they have all the information. And in the press saloon, all the other journalists, we just see our eyes and we have a big open eyes and what the hell am I gonna write about, because I don't have nothing. And I think, I don't know what's happening, but it's funny because I still read the news, you know, and other newspapers and internet and all that, and say, Mar del Plata is a city with 9,000 polices and the trees and the airplanes and all that. We're still writing the same because we don't know nothing. That's not democratic. They're lying. I don't say that way in the newspaper. I don't write it that way. But I say that.
How do you write that?
When I write, a different way. I have to be a writer.
Yeah.
A writer cannot say, I love you, because that says all the people. A writer must not sing to the rain. A writer has to make rain. A journalist also. That's what I think. And nobody hears me anyway.